This morning, President Trump considering U.S. strikes on Venezuelan soil to combat drug cartels.
Well, I don't want to tell you exactly, but we are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control.
The president also escalating U.S. operations against Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro. Trump confirming he's authorized covert CIA action in the country. But when asked if the agency has the authority to take out Maduro, Trump, noncommittal.
But I think Venezuela's feeling heat.
In a statement overnight, Venezuela accusing Trump of trying to legitimize a regime change operation to access the country's oil resources, saying they would bring up the matter at the UN Security Council today. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug boat off the coast of Venezuela. Trump posting this video on social media, saying six male narco-terrorists aboard the vessel were killed in the strike. The Trump administration's operation in the Caribbean first began in early September and has drawn fierce condemnation from Democratic lawmakers, who say the strikes risk getting the U.S. into a full-fledged war.
There's lots of people who have been designated terrorists. That does not automatically give the authority to take lethal action.
Asked why he's striking the boats instead of using traditional Coast Guard operations where officers can verify who is on the boat, Trump saying the Coast Guard boats are too slow.
They have faster boats. Some of these boats are seriously, I mean, they're world-class speedboats, but they're not faster than missiles.
So far, the administration has provided limited details and no evidence to prove that the 27 people killed were attempting to traffic drugs to the U.S., as they claim.
So there's a 1 in 4 chance, statistically speaking, that one of these boats may not have had any drugs on it. We will never know because they were blown to smithereens.
In a memo obtained by ABC News earlier this month, the administration told Congress that America is in a formal armed conflict and that drug cartels are deemed unlawful combatants.
Now, the Venezuelan government has repeatedly denounced the U.S. strike, saying they are, quote, a pure violation of international rights. Maduro calling them, quote, aggression all down the line. But U.S. officials accuse Maduro of facilitating drug trafficking from Venezuela, a claim he denies.